Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
My name is Andy, and this is the most magical podcast on earth. When I'm not on holiday at Walt Disney World, I'm planning a holiday to Disney. And when I'm not planning a holiday to Disney, I'm talking about Disney with other UK fans like me who make the trip to Orlando and the House of the Mouse. So whether you're a parks professional or a Florida first timer, this is the podcast for you. Each episode, I'll be chatting to other Disney superfans to share memories of their magical times, answering your Walt Disney World questions, getting you all the latest news from the parks, and finding out what's happening right now in Orlando. So get your ears on as we take you to the most magical place on earth. This is the most magical podcast on earth. As part of the Secret Recordings Network, with brand new episodes every other week, more guests to share their Disney experiences and their top tips, we have an incredible top tip on this episode from our guests. An incredible but very badly timed top tip. Now, let me tell you that Dan and Faye, who we'll speak to in just a few minutes, we did record our chat with Dan and Faye a few weeks ago. It will all make sense when you hear what they have to say, and also when we cover the Disney World news later on in this podcast. I've also got some top tips to share with you. We'll have everything that's going on in the parks if you're going over the next few weeks. And also, as well, we're asking, what do you want to know about Walt Disney World? Have you got anything that's bugging you? Maybe you're planning something? You got any questions? Drop me a message at PodMagical on the socials is where I am. I'll do my best to answer. Hello to Joel, who says, I've quite often seen the DVC booths in the parks, and I know, Andy, that you're a member of DVC. Just wanted to know, how pushy are they, and are there any hidden costs? I'd say no. I'd say DVC are not pushy. DVC, just in case you don't know, probably the best way to describe it is a Disney timeshare. You're not buying a room, you're buying points at a location, and you can use those at any of the Disney World resorts or Disneyland, if you prefer, as well. No, they're not pushy at all. I bought my points when I was on a cruise in 2019. I went to one of the meetings. I went on the cruise. They said, oh, $50 if you come to the DVC meeting. I went, oh, $50, I'll go to that, knowing I am not going to buy. And then said, oh, another $50 if you come to a meeting. So we went to a meeting and I said, I'm not going to buy. And after that meeting, I didn't buy. And they weren't really bothered. They weren't pushy at all. And what did convince me into buying my DVC points was later on in the cruise, I was chatting to some people who we met who are DVC members. And they said, well, you're going to Disney World every year. Why aren't you a DVC member? It makes sense for you to buy the points. So we went back and had another meeting. Again, not pushy. I think it's because DVC don't need to be pushy. I think the product sells itself. So if you want to know any more about DVC, if you're in the parks and you see those booths, go up for a chat. I promise you, they're not pushy. They'll probably invite you to a few things to go and have a look around resorts or whatever, but there's no pushy sales techniques. They're not getting you in a room and bolting the door until you sign. None of that. When it comes to hidden costs, not really any hidden costs as such. Obviously, if you're buying on finance, you need to keep an eye on that. I didn't buy on finance. I worked it around that I was using credit cards and stuff at home. Long story, but I didn't buy on finance because obviously that can cost you more. The only other thing to be aware of is you will have your annual dues at the beginning of every year. So for every point you have, you'll have a few dollars per point to spend on annual dues. It depends on how many points you've got. If you've got, say, 150 points, it's going to cost you about $1,000 a year on average. roughly. So just bear that in mind. And obviously as well, you're going to want to get your theme park tickets or anything else on top. And in terms of hidden costs, they're pretty straightforward about that. But remember, as well as buying your DVC points, you may have finance on top of that, and you'll have the annual dues every year as well for the duration of your contract. Hope that answered your question. Any questions you may have, at Pod Magical is where we are on the socials. Please do like and subscribe to the podcast. We have brand new episodes every other week, brand new guests to talk to. And as you will find out now, when we speak to Dan and Faye, we had this chat recorded a couple of months ago. We have somebody on the podcast who have turned their love of Disney into a bit of a business. Let's say hello to Dan and Faye. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
So people are intrigued now. They've turned their love of Disney into a business. So tell me about it straight up. What have you done? What do you do?
So we are Happy Place Print, and we started this, funny enough, like most people did with small businesses during COVID, when we felt like obviously lots of people's trips were cancelled. We had a trip which was cancelled, and we were thinking, how could we bring that happy place to people's homes? And that's where we kind of came up with the idea of artwork of Disney.
Yeah.
So you love photography, don't you?
Basically like the love of photography, and I'd also had a lot of backlog of photos taken in Disney, as you do over the years. We just went for it, didn't we?
Yeah, we had a few people say, oh, you should sell your photographs. And then we were like, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
And then, we started to. And 5 years later, we're still going strong, and everyone's love of Disney. So
yeah.
It's really lovely to be able to, even during this time as well, like bring people's happy memories back home.
Yeah.
And it's an excuse to go back, because there's always new things to take photographs of.
There is, yeah. There's always, there's always someone asking for this or that, isn't there?
Sometimes like just really like specific things, and you think, oh yeah, that is actually a really lovely photograph, but we've never thought of it.
No.
Obviously, when people stay at different resorts as well,
they love
to have that as a memory.
What are your favourite things to photograph?
I love photographing the resorts, getting up really early in the morning. Usually I get up at the crack of dawn and then take my camera out and have a little wander around, because it's nice and quiet, and the Orlando sunrises are like nothing else, aren't they? So
you also like golden hour though.
And golden hour, yeah.
Golden hour, just before the sun sets. Although, like, first thing in the morning, as you say, because they hose a lot of things down. They'll hose the pavements down, so you get that little reflection as well on the floor, don't you?
Yeah, everything's soaking wet. Yeah.
I'm always trying to capture a good shot of Spaceship Earth. I was trying to do a good one last time where Spaceship Earth was reflected in the kind of like the lake underneath it.
Trying to
get it so I can get Spaceship Earth and the reflection of Spaceship Earth just as a monorail is going past.
Yeah, that would be a good shot, to be fair.
Yeah, but then you get that and somebody walks straight in front of you just at that moment.
Yeah. That's
real. Straight in.
Yeah. I love Darren Garden when we went. They got some lovely photos, because Epcot just looks incredible during that.
Yeah, all the flowers at Epcot look amazing. Mm.
Yeah. So why do you love Walt Disney World then as a place to go for holidays? What is it about that place?
Where to start?
What's not to love, but
it's just different every single time, isn't it? That's what we're finding. We first went when we were like dating, didn't we?
Yeah.
Like many years ago.
Yeah.
And then we went for our honeymoon, known as a Disney moon. and then we went a few times, just us two, with friends as well, who are also huge Disney fans, with family who are Disney fans.
Yeah.
And then we had children of our own. And so seeing it through their eyes has been completely different again. It just keeps drawing us back, and we get something different from it every single time.
Yeah, and the weather's amazing as well.
Oh, well, yeah. You can't complain about that, apart from a few little thunderstorms in the afternoon. But we can live with that. How old are the kids?
So the kids now are 5 and 1. And we started taking Noah when he was 2.
Yeah.
And then Bonnie from 10 months old. Yeah. So they've been a few times and they love it as much as us. Thank goodness.
Yeah.
They know nothing else.
No, exactly. They literally know nothing else.
Yeah. What do you remember about your first visits then?
Oh. Well, I was 18 months when I went.
You were a baby when your mum and dad took you.
Oh, it's in the family then.
Yeah. I went a few times as a kid, and then our first time together.
You were nervous whether I was going to like it or not, because we were obviously adults by that point. And I always knew I'd love it because, you know, I used to have friends at school that used to go all the time during the summers. And yeah, when we first went, it was just like, I couldn't believe how big everything was. You know, you'd go to one park and then you'd be like, yeah, but there's four other parks to go to. Yeah. And I couldn't get that through my head.
No.
But no, it was great. Wasn't it? Our first trip.
You were like, hooked from then on. Thank goodness. That's why I married you.
It wasn't a date. It was a test.
Yeah, exactly. It felt like it.
What are your favourite memories of your visits to Disney World? Because you've got so many different types of trips, as dating and then as a honeymoon and then with kids. Have you got any particular favourite moments that stand out?
I definitely think seeing it through the kids' eyes has been absolutely incredible.
Yeah.
Noah, like, we would normally kind of walk past things and just you'd be like, oh, yeah, that's nice. Like, when it was just us two, we were just, like, focused on getting on rides as many times as possible. And now we take it quite slow, and like even like the model railway
in Epcot.
It's just something we would have walked past, but Noah like absolutely loved it, didn't he, when he was little.
It spent like an hour, stood there watching the trains go around.
And it was just like, actually, you don't have to go crazy and get loads of stuff done, just soak it in. And things like that.
It's nice because when you're an adult, we've done all the rides, we've experienced all the rides, all the big rides and things like that. So you can take it that little bit slower with kids, because we've done everything, and every experience that they're having is a new experience.
Yeah.
So yeah, whether it be a model railway or, you know, a ride or
like sitting on the hubgrass. So I remember when they were like, let's go hubgrass. I'm like, don't have to ask me twice.
Yeah.
I'm there. Take the atmosphere. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm guessing you can't go drinking around the world anymore.
No, you can't.
We definitely did that a few times, fair few times.
I know.
Have a monorail around all the resorts.
Yeah, drink around monorail stops, yeah.
But, obviously, like, Disney Moon as well, that was really special Disney memories. Great, we did, like, the Wild Africa Trek, didn't we?
Yeah, did the Wild Africa Trek.
Which was lovely. And the Keys to the Kingdom tour, I always remember that.
Oh, yeah.
That was just incredible.
Yeah. And they bought me like a parasailing experience over, was it Crescent Lake? What's the one next to?
Next to Contemporary.
It's behind the Contemporary, yeah.
Oh, right. I've never seen people do that.
Oh, it was incredible. It was absolutely incredible. Yeah. Scary. It was really good, really good.
Just memories, like I say, we've been family, we've been friends, and you just do different things every time.
Different things every time.
So every trip, I feel like there's special memories, isn't there?
Yeah, it's another reason why we love it so much, isn't it? Because it is different every time. It's really hard to be bored or really hard to find things to do, because there is just so many different things you can do every day.
And you often quite run out of time, even though you've been before and you do your favourite things, then you find new things and then they become favourite things again. But I don't know, you always run out of time.
You do. Yeah. You cram so much into what's typically a 2-week trip, don't you?
Yeah.
And we often always come away thinking, oh, we didn't do this. Or we didn't do, like our last trip, I didn't do Spaceship Earth.
I can't believe you didn't do it.
I couldn't believe it. Like, it got to our last day. I was like, I haven't done Spaceship Earth this trip.
Because you were with Bonnie while she was having a nap, and me and Noah went on it, and then we didn't swap over.
We never swapped over, I couldn't believe it. I know.
Well, do you know what, Dan? It's still going to be there for you now.
Exactly. It's still going to be there.
I promise you this. I promise one thing. Spaceship Earth will not be going anywhere. It's a good April Fool's joke, but it's definitely going nowhere. You have got a trip planned, though, haven't you, for later? Is it May?
It is, yes. We are going in May, aren't we? So May for another 2 weeks. So we're excited, aren't we?
Yeah, we'll get the countdown off going, won't we?
Yeah.
Where will you be staying for that trip?
We are staying at the French Quarter, aren't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, we stayed Riverside last time, which was nice, wasn't it?
It was so nice.
Really different. And then, we walked to the French Quarter a couple of times. Family have stayed there before and friends have stayed there. And they all said how great it was. So
Splash pad for the kids.
And it's the smallest resort as well. I've said at French Quarter. I really like French Quarter. It's very popular with the Brits. We love the French Quarter. I don't know why.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it does look a lot smaller than Riverside, doesn't it? Which would be nice.
It's a lot. Yeah.
And beignets. But obviously,
beignets. Yeah.
Where did you stay when it was your honeymoon? For your Disney moon, did you stay at Riverside then?
No, we stayed at the Animal Kingdom Lodge, didn't we?
Of course, it was your honeymoon.
Back in the day, we had more money back then. We didn't have two kids.
Yeah. Two kids and a Disney habit. Did they throw any surprises your way when it was your honeymoon? Did you make sure you knew, they knew that?
Yeah, we did. I think it was my brother-in-law phoned up, didn't they? And they gave us a savannah view because we didn't have a savannah view. Yeah. So we walked in and there was giraffes. And I was like, goodness.
Giraffes and zebras literally right outside, weren't they? So
that was crazy. Lovely. And then you can get your little pins as well. So make sure you ask for those, like at the desk at check-in.
Yeah. That actually amazed me how often when you walk around with a pin on, how like attentive cast members were to say like, oh, congratulations and things like that. Because people were shouting it from every direction.
You get sick of it after a while, don't you? Going, So that's a good tip, actually. So you got, was it your brother-in-law, did you say, phoned the resort just to let them know?
Yeah, so that was really nice.
Yeah, gave my name, didn't he?
Yeah.
I said, it's a Disney moon.
Make it special in some way.
Yeah.
And they certainly did.
They certainly did, yeah. No, it was really nice.
Yeah, because if you do it yourself, it's a bit obvious, isn't it? But you get somebody else to do it. People have said, well, what kind of exciting or extra things you can do when it's a celebration? That's really good. And you did Keys to the Kingdom, which I've done that. Did it ruin the magic for you or did it add to the magic?
No, I feel like it adds to it. Yeah, what did you think?
I totally added to the magic.
Yeah. I feel like it was just amazing. Like,
there's stuff they tell you that I had no idea about. And it's not like we've walked around the park since and been like, oh, yeah, we know this whole secret. But you know it's there. And, yeah, it just adds to, like, how great they've set everything up, really, I feel like.
Although you can't take photographs behind the scenes.
No.
That's been annoying for you.
Yeah.
No. Although when you go in the utilidors, it's not quite what I was expecting. It was very, it felt like some sort of 1980s factory.
Yes.
Very industrial looking.
We used to work in a supermarket, and if you've ever been in the back like of a supermarket, it's a bit like that, isn't it? A lot of these weird looking long corridors and very strange. But
Breeze block. Back with more with Dan and Faye in just a moment. Let's give you a quick update on news from Walt Disney World. And the big news is there are no more virtual queues. No more getting up at 7 a.m. to get your virtual queue for Tiana or Guardians because, well, they're not happening anymore. Not that it matters about getting up at 7. I quite like that. We're from the UK. We wake up at 5 every morning when we're in Florida. Virtual queues have gone. If you want to ride Guardians and Tiana, you've either got to buy a Lightning Lane or just get in line with everybody else when the park opens. So the first few days, you were looking at 2 or 3 hours for Guardians of the Galaxy, which I think is probably going to be the longest line now you will get in Walt Disney World. I think it always used to be like Avatar or maybe Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. Tron never really got up that high, but I think Guardians is going to be the longest wait now in Walt Disney World now that we've got no virtual queues. Also Tiana's as well. Bear in mind, it's still a little bit on the nippy side in Florida. So Tiana's 20-30 minutes average. Obviously the average times could be shorter, could be longer. But I will miss the virtual queues. I'll miss getting up at 7 and seeing if I can get boarding group 1. Yeah, there's no point in that anymore, is there? No, just have to get in line with everybody else. Other news, we've got the Epcot International Flower and Garden Festival starting in just a few days' time, March the 5th to June the 2nd. 180 Tasty Bites will be available at the International Flower and Garden Festival. Yes, it's about the topiaries and the flowers and the gardens, but there are all these food booths. Some new food booths this year include the Seafood Bake, the S'mores Bar and Beach Grub. You can have a look at all the menu items if you're going to go to Flower and Garden Festival on the Disney Parks blog and on our socials as well. We'll share that. Meanwhile, Disney have filed a permit for repainting the Rock and Roller Coaster guitar, the big red guitar that says Aerosmith on. You'll know that Muppets, Animal and Dr. Teeth and the Electric Mayhem will be taking over that attraction. We don't know when, but a permit has been filed to repaint that. So it's going to get a bit of a Muppet makeover, I guess. I want them to bring the Miss Piggy Fountain. Bring the Miss Piggy Fountain. Let's have Muppet Courtyard recreated outside Rock and Roller Coaster, please. Also, nothing to do with the parks, but it's a little bit of Disney news. If you haven't yet seen Moana 2 or you want to see it again, it will be streaming on Disney Plus from the 12th of March. At Pop Magical for more news between now and the next podcast.
Dan and Faye are with us on this episode of the podcast. Let's talk about some of your favourite things. Let's talk about attractions. Favourite attractions? Same attraction, different attractions? What do you like?
I think, like, one of the same ones is definitely Guardians. Like, just, I feel like everyone says Guardians, but it's so good for music and everything, isn't it?
Yeah, that's such a good ride, isn't it?
It's just so smooth and...
It's funny, because we went the first time Guardians opened, you were pregnant with Bonnie, weren't you? And I went on it. We had Genie Plus and everything for the whole family, but I was able to use your Genie Plus. So I went on it like 9 times in one trip. I was loving it. It was amazing.
Open for every song.
Yeah, it just kept coming off and telling me how amazing it was. Yeah. That's why
I was like, great. I had like a whole year to go before you could experience it.
And then a really like a controversial one is one of my favourites is Living with the Land.
Yeah, you do
that. See, now Living with the Land Christmas, always a very popular one when they've got all the lights on, but regularly, it's a nice sit down, isn't it?
It is a nice sit down.
I just love it. I just love like the scenes and the music at the end. And I haven't been on it at Christmas. That's exciting.
We well, there you go. Yeah, Christmas, Living with the Land with all the lights, the greenhouses, look up, and it's really good, really cute.
Wow.
Yeah, I like Pirates. Pirates is such a classic.
Yeah.
And then just the fireworks. We love Happily Ever After, don't we?
Love Happily Ever After. I'm so glad we came back.
Yeah.
Can the kids stay awake for that?
Just about.
I think they last did trip, catch it, didn't they?
Yeah, the last trip they did. They did see it, yeah.
But they can also sleep through. Like when we saw the Epcot ones, they slept through the whole thing and it was loud.
Yeah, it was really loud. We were right down to the lake as well.
I'm guessing it was 9 o'clock at night and you're that age and you're jet lagged. Everything.
Yeah, double stroller people.
Do you have to utilise the rider swap now? Like when, well, things like Guardians.
Yes, we do. Yeah, so we do parent swap, don't we?
Yeah.
Which is pretty good, to be fair, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's really good.
Yeah.
But also now, for our next trip, Noah will be tall enough for most things. Like he went on Tower of Terror last time and Best Track. And.
Yeah, he loved it, didn't he?
Yeah, he loved it.
Yeah, the next big test will be Guardians for him, won't it?
Yeah.
But, is he tall enough for that yet?
Yeah, no, not yet. He might be by May.
Yeah, he might be.
Yeah, he might grow.
Yeah.
Might grow spurt.
Yeah.
Put things in his shoes.
Yeah, yeah. Pair of extra
socks. You hear about, don't you?
Yeah. Yeah, platform boots. Oh, I'm guessing now you can, like, there's plenty of attractions where all of you can go on the same time, like Pirates, you can all go on.
Yeah.
Frozen and Ratatouille and things.
Yeah, all the boat rides, all the ones you can sit down on. It's that's nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
You can all experience it, you know, at the same time.
Yeah, Magic Kingdom's good for that.
Yeah, Magic Kingdom's a great park for that.
And what about food? Are you Disney foodies? Have you got favourite restaurants?
We do love the food.
We do love the food, yeah.
I mean, we used to love it back in the day when the Disney dining was insane. So much.
You love, the table service, a quick service, two snacks.
Actually laughed because on honeymoon we came back and we both put on 10 pounds.
Yeah, we have. We put on so much weight. It was
The secret is don't weigh yourself.
Yeah.
About a
month. Yeah, months after.
Totally worth it.
I don't know about favourite restaurant. We love going to Tapenedo, don't we?
I just love that kind of food, really. Topolino's is a new favourite for breakfast.
Oh yeah, the character breakfast was really nice.
And the view out there is just incredible.
It's so good.
Especially with the little ones. I think I've said this before, that if you can go to a character restaurant that's not a buffet when you've got little kids and let the food and the characters come to you, that takes a lot of pressure out, firstly, of going up to a buffet and also meeting characters hanging around.
Yeah,
I think they've got it right there.
It's perfect. It's really nice, and you know the staff are all really attentive, aren't they? We,
the food was just amazing.
Oh, it was so nice.
Just kept coming out.
It did just keep coming out. Yeah.
More bread. Bring out more bread. More pastries. We'll have more of those, please. Yeah. And then I know I'm not going to eat them, but I'll take them home and I will have them.
Yeah, exactly. I'll take all the pastries.
We know all the tricks. You want more pastries? Yes, of course we do. Is there anything that is no longer at Disney World that you miss that maybe have memories for you when you were younger?
See, I miss the Backlot tour still.
Yeah, because you were in it.
I was in it, I was in it. I was the guy that was sat on the chair getting soaking wet.
Oh, you got picked for that?
Yes, I loved it. It was so good. I missed that. And the big scene with the truck and all the water coming down and everything else. Fast pass system.
Definitely.
We were free.
Yeah.
Yeah.
think everyone does.
Yeah,
yeah, that ain't coming back.
No,
it's definitely not.
That's gone. But you're more than happy to pay for it.
Yeah.
And do you venture out besides Disney? Do you go to any of the other parks or anywhere else in Orlando or even around Florida?
Yeah, we haven't been to Universal, have we, for a few years. We've done Halloween Horror Nights a couple of times recently, but it's just meant that one of us has been babysitting and then we swap over in the middle of the night, basically. But yeah, we haven't really been into the parks in the daytime with the kids yet. But yeah, I mean, we love going to Celebration, don't we?
Love Celebration.
Walk around Celebration. We recently just went and did Trick or Treating, didn't we?
Yeah.
Around Celebration, and it was amazing.
Everyone was such a good experience. So lovely, weren't they?
Yeah.
They're just handing out like popcorn and chicken nuggets and hot dogs.
Chicken nugget?
Yeah.
All right, I've never heard that before. Oh, Halloween Trick or Treat. Chicken nugget. That's America.
I know. The basketball.
We loved the basketball.
Yeah, we went to see Orlando Magic. And that was amazing, wasn't it?
Oh, that was so good. Yeah, that was really good.
And then shopping.
And then just, the outlet.
It's hard when you're on Disney property. I kind of just don't want to leave the Disney bubble.
When you're in that Disney bubble, it's so hard to leave.
Especially when you've got two little ones as well. It's just, everything is just easy if you're staying on site and the parks are there. Do you hire a car to get around the rest?
We do, yeah. We only started hiring a car since we had children, didn't we?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
And yeah, we wouldn't be without one now, I don't think. We hire one every time. It's just easy to go, to come and go as you please. And, if the kids are tired, you can just chuck them in the car and drive back to the hotel. And yeah, it's just nice, isn't it?
Yeah, from the airport, getting back. And
it's so easy to drive around there as well.
Yeah, you do a driving, I don't think.
Everybody said, I still haven't been brave enough to drive in America, but everybody was, it's really easy. Basically, point and go.
Yeah, honestly, it's so easy. Like, until you do it, you don't realise how easy it is. But I was really nervous before we got one. I didn't really want to do it to begin with. But, yeah, once you get going, it's so easy because there's no roundabouts or confusion. It's just, makes life – and everything's automatic as well, so it makes life a lot easier.
And the parking spaces are massive.
They're huge.
So do you hire the car as part of a package with flights and stuff when you book?
No, so we hire the car through Discount Florida Car Hire. I just do that separately every time. I've just found it's the best place to get a good price, really.
Because if a price goes down,
you can rebook.
Oh, right, that's good.
Yeah, you can rebook at a cheaper price. So we've just done that every time for me. And it's been really good. You get all the insurances included. And it's really hassle-free, to be fair.
And pick-up is really easy, isn't it? You don't have to go to the desk or anything.
No, a lot of the car places, you can sort all that out before you go. So I tend to just book Alamo now, just because you can do the skip the counter and pick your car up straight from the garage. Just because it just gives you that extra half an hour when you get there. Rather than standing at a desk.
When you're so tired, you just want to get to the room and crash.
Yeah, exactly.
Is there anything you don't like about Disney World?
The distance. I wish it was near.
How far away it is,
The flight.
Do you know what? I went to New York last year and I thought, the flight coming back was like 5.5 hours.
Oh.
I was thinking, if only Orlando was just that little bit, a couple of hours less.
The plane was a bit faster.
Or the airport was a bit nearer to your hotel. Yeah. Any of the above.
Yeah.
I am going to give you your perfect Walt Disney World day. Not your only day, but your perfect day at Disney World. How would you spend it? Go where you want, do what you want, eat what you want, stay where you want. What would you do?
I think we'd go back to the Grand Floridian. That was my favourite.
I see. I would go to the yacht club, I just loved
it. They were just amazing, weren't they?
Yeah.
I'd back it again when the price is like, we booked it and you got like four nights free or something.
Nights free, yeah.
It was such better deals back then, really. So I think I'd love to stay in the actual lobby bit, though.
Yes.
I don't know what they call that bit.
Concierge bit?
Oh, yeah.
The lobby bit.
Yeah, the lobby bit. We'll just call it that.
We'll call it that. Concierge, that'd be nice. Yeah, so we're going to stay at the Yacht Club then. And where are we going first? Which park are we going to?
I'll do Epcot. Rope drop at Epcot.
Yeah.
Get in and get some rides down.
Yeah. obviously have booked our Guardians, which you're very good at doing.
Yeah, I've got a good track record of getting the virtual queues.
Yeah.
What's been your best boarding group, Dan?
One.
What? Come on. Yeah. Get better than that.
Yeah. Yeah, we actually went with friends as well, and they couldn't believe it.
No.
What was it like that moment you got your boarding group and you went, I've got boarding group?
Well, everyone else in the room was asleep. So I was like really quietly cheering to myself. I can't believe this. But no, I still don't know to this day how it happened.
You voice noted on Britain, and you were like, oh God.
Yeah, I've got group one.
And did you go, as soon as you could get on it, did you go straight on it and experience Guardians with no queue at all?
Yeah, pretty much.
Amazing, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was so good.
Pressure for May now, I've got to do it again.
I know, I've got more again in May.
We can never get better than that. So anyway, staying at Yacht Club, we're going to Epcot, we're doing Guardians, what else are we doing?
Do you know what, I would probably stop at Regal Eagle for lunch.
Oh, you love Regal Eagle.
I love it.
I love Regal, yeah. Bit of barbecue, bit of brisket.
Yeah, exactly, brisket's amazing.
Yeah, have you got to have a cocktail end. As well? I mean, you're in World Showcase, so.
Oh, you might as well, yeah.
Have
a Schafferhofer from Germany.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll have one of those.
A what?
A Schafferhofer.
Is that the grapefruit beer?
Grapefruit beer, yeah.
I just call it grapefruit beer.
I should just call it grapefruit beer, because everyone always says that.
Yeah, but it is a great thing to say, though, isn't it, Schafferhofer?
Yeah.
They do also sell it in Asda, which takes...
Yeah, I know. We realised that last time, didn't we, when we came back? I couldn't believe it.
I kind of wish they didn't, though.
Yeah, I know.
It'd
make it less special, yeah.
And they're only like a quid here.
Yeah, they're like, yeah, £4 for a pack of four.
Yeah. Well, it's still cheaper than Epcot prices. So we've got some grapefruit beer. We've been to Regal Eagle. Anything else in the afternoon, or are we going to hang around?
I think go back to the yacht club for a swim.
Oh, yeah.
In the pool.
Have a nice little pool.
Nice little rest pool and break. Relax in the pool, yeah.
And then probably Magic Kingdom for the evening.
Yeah.
Get on that People Mover.
Yeah.
Carousel Progress.
Get Golden Hour, Magic Kingdom.
Yeah.
Taking pictures.
Yeah.
And then Happily Ever After has to. Oh, with a cake pop at the end.
Yes, yeah, to get a cake pop on the way out, yeah, on the way out from Magic Kingdom.
Oh, is that tradition? Is that one of your Disney traditions?
It's a new one, but it's going to be a tradition.
Yeah, keep adding. See, I used to like a crispy treat during the parade, but for some reason I've stopped doing it the last couple of times, and now it's a tradition that's been broke, so I need new traditions.
You need a new one, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Man. Yeah, I love the Plaza ice cream for the parade. Yeah. So good.
Yeah, the ice cream for the parade is a good one.
So all in all, that's a pretty good day. It's a nice day. It's chilled. It's achievable.
Yeah.
Two parks, bit relaxing, nice meal. That sounds good. And maybe you could do that in, I'm not going to hold you to it, but in May when you go back next.
We might have to.
Minus the yacht club.
I'll try and get boarding group one.
Yes.
Yeah, boarding group one. We're on to it now. We'll follow your progress. Meanwhile, if we want to find you and look at your pictures and products, where can we find you on the socials?
So you can find us on Instagram, Happy Place Print. You can find us on Etsy, which is Happy Place Print as well, or happyplaceprint.com is our website.
Yeah.
Cool. And I'll share all those links on our socials as well. Been good to talk to you.
Thanks.
Dan and Faye, have a magical day.
Thank you. You too.
And if you would like to join me on the podcast, it doesn't really matter when you go, when you've been, if you're going soon, let's chat Disney World. You may have some top tips that by the time this podcast goes out are completely irrelevant. It doesn't matter. At Pop Magical is where we are. Send me a DM. We'll sort out time to get you on the podcast. If you're going to be going over to Walt Disney World soon, maybe you're listening in the airport right now, getting ready to step on the plane, have a magical flight. Pound to dollar is probably the best it's been so far this year. You're looking at about 1.27 exchange rate on the pound to dollar. Crowds this weekend will be average, probably average through the week. Weekends are always busier anyway. But as from next weekend through March, expected to be very busy because spring break crowds will be hitting in probably from next week onwards, from next week up to, well, Easter, really. Of course, we mentioned earlier on in the news, the Flower and Garden Festival starts from the 5th with the Garden Rocks concert series. That opens up with Tommy DiCarlo, who was the lead singer of Boston. More Than a Feeling, bit of soft rock. Followed by, on the 9th and 10th of March, Air Supply All Out of Love. They'll be performing at Epcot. Remember, that's just included in your normal ticket. Over at Universal, the Mardi Gras continues. They've got the Mardi Gras Parade where you can catch the beads, and also live music every weekend. This weekend at Universal is T-Pain. Next weekend at Universal, a part of Mardi Gras, it's Joe Jonas doing a solo set next weekend. And a top tip to end this podcast. If you're going to be going over summer, maybe you booked last year, maybe you got free dining. I have mentioned this before, but it is always good to know and good to remember that you must budget for gratuities, even if you're on the Disney dining plan. I can't really say gratuities, so I'm going to say tips. Here's a top tip about tipping. Remember, even if you are on the Disney dining plan, you may not be paying for your meal, but at the end of it, you will get a check and you will have to add tips. So you're looking between 18 and 22% on top, okay? So don't forget to budget for your tips, even if you're using the dining plan. Of course, you don't need to tip at quick service restaurants. Also, a friend of mine told me as well, you're going to go to America. If you go to like a Starbucks or a Joffrey's, quite often you'll pay and they'll spin the thing round asking if you want to add 20%. We often don't do that. Really, you're only tipping for when you're in a restaurant and you sit down and you have a server who brings you your meal and takes your order. So that's where you want to tip. And obviously, you know, taxis and Ubers as well. But don't feel pressurized into tipping for things that have just suddenly started asking for tips. But do tip in restaurants. Do tip your cast members. They work very hard and they can make the magic for you. 18 to 22%. At least make sure you budget for that. We'll have a brand new podcast in a couple of weeks' time. We'll talk all things Disneyland Paris with our next guest in a few weeks. And then we'll have a podcast from the parks as my Six Castles journey continues in Hong Kong and then Shanghai. So the best thing to do, please make sure you are subscribed to the podcasts. Make sure you are following on the socials at PodMagical. And make sure that until the next time, you please stand clear of the doors.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.